We're also grateful for Dr. Rob Congdon. He stays on top of the European Union and what is happening in that region of the world. They play such a significant role. And I say that, and almost every time I get together for a conversation with Rob, we get to the prophetic. I'm sure we'll probably do it today as well. Rob, thank you for joining us, buddy. Got a lot to talk about. Let me get right underway with you. I know there's been an ongoing discussion between the Israeli government and the European Union, i.e. Catherine Ashton, who is the chief of foreign policy for the European Union. It's a battle over the settlements, the Jewish settlements in Judea and Samaria. The European Union does not want any products, basically agricultural products, and out of those settlements comes lots and lots of the foodstuffs that the Europeans eat. But they've been battling over that, and now Catherine Ashton has put out, I don't know if this is a puff piece or not, but she says that the European Union settlement guidelines are doing Israel actually a favor. What in the world? That sounds ironic. What's she talking about?
Well, it's an interesting logic they have formed. The European Union wants peace in the Middle East above everything else. It's almost a foregone conclusion to the European Union people that a two-state solution is what will bring peace. Therefore, anything that forces the two-state solution into reality, they see as positive. So they've said that by attacking the settlements economically, the European Union is going to help Israel because it will force Israel to get rid of those settlements. Therefore, the two-state solution comes into being, and the Israelis who are left will be happy in their little country of Israel. So they're helping them by sort of twisting their arm. So it really is this kind of crazy logic the European Union has, is that they'll help Israel in what ultimately we all believe is a very disastrous solution for Israel, and that's the two-state solution.
Well, absolutely. And the little amount of Jewish people left in that little Jewish state, some interesting comments you made there. Maybe if they got rid of Israel all the way, that would help better for peace in the Middle East. Well, that's not probably what they're really thinking, or maybe they are thinking that. Let me change the subject now. The Eurozone is in the focus of many of the European leaders today. They say the Eurozone is still in troubled waters. Do me a favor, for those eavesdropping on the conversation, explain what the Eurozone is briefly, and then are they still in troubled waters?
First of all, we have to remember the European Union is 28 nations right now. It consists of 28 nations. Not all the nations use the currency of the European Union, which is called the euro. 17 nations out of the 28 use the euro. They don't have a national currency anymore. They've gone to a single currency. The others use different things, such as Britain uses the pound. Germany uses the euro. If you use the euro, you're one of the 17 nations using that, you are a subgroup of the European Union. And that subgroup has been called the Eurozone. And, of course, having a common currency means that their trade and all these things are tied together very closely. So the Eurozone has been an important issue because several of those 17 countries are the ones that are financially in trouble, such as Greece, Spain, Ireland. And so what's happened is everyone has focused in on the Eurozone because it's causing problems to all 28 countries. Happily, they have started to see what they think is a sunrise on the horizon. They've said that both Ireland and Spain are doing better financially, so the Eurozone may improve. Why that's important is when the Eurozone does better, the euro gains more value against currencies like the U.S. dollar, becomes more valuable. So the Eurozone is seen crucial. Many from the prophetic viewpoint see it as important for ultimately the entire European Union. That's the only way they'll really ultimately control the finances of all 28 countries. So many want to see the Eurozone work. If it works, the other remaining 11 countries may well jump in.
Well, that could be the beginnings of what we're looking for in the end times of a common currency across the world, could it not?
Oh, absolutely. From a prophetic standpoint, it's what we would expect. one of the big issues today is what is the world's currency? The U.S. dollar, for all purposes, is kind of the common currency used in the world. Because the European Union financially is stronger than the United States now, they have passed us. If their currency, the euro, grows, it would become ultimately the world trading currency, and that's what we expect the whole scenario to be leading up to the finances, if you will, during the tribulation.
See, I told you folks that we would get to talking Bible prophecy before this report was over. And again, as always, that is the case when I talk with Dr. Rob Congdon. One final quick thought about a right-wing European alliance that's ready to challenge the European Union. What's that about?
There's a small group within the European Union's parliament. That's the debating group, if you will, the debating branch, if you will, of the European Union. And what's happening is a rather strange alliance between two somewhat not center groups. One is a famous fellow, Geert Wilders from the Netherlands. He is very, very pro-Israel, but he's very strong on nations rather than the European Union. He would rather just see the individual nations of Europe working together, but not under a single central power of the European Union. And the other is the right-wing Marianne Le Pen, who's anti-Semitic, and she has similar goals about the EU. Neither of them want to do away with the European Union. They just want a weaker central government and a stronger national government. So what it is they're getting enough power that they could hinder Brussels, which is the capital of the European Union, they could hinder Brussels from bringing the EU to its great strength that it's dreaming of.
Yeah, that could be a possibility. Does not politics make strange bedfellows? But in reality, they're not going to be able to succeed. We read the last chapter there in Daniel. There will be a revived Roman Empire coming most likely out of this infrastructure, the European Union. Would you not agree, Rob?
Yeah, in fact, that's what I would have said if I talked a little further. I think what they will do is, at most, they could do a restraining action, but they can't stop it. The EU will keep rolling unless something totally unforeseen overcomes. It really appears as that embryonic form that will form that final revived Roman Empire.
Dr. Rob Congdon, he's a man who's on top of what's happening in the European Union, that region of the world, but also a great prophetic scholar and teacher as well. Rob, thank you so much, my good friend. We'll have another conversation, I'm sure, down the road.
Look forward to it. Lord bless.